is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 17th of March, 2007. St. Patrick's Day, the feast day of the patron saint of Ireland. Big parades in Chicago and Boston and New York City up Fifth Avenue in honor of the saint who brought Christianity to Ireland. It's the birthday of William Gibson, born in Conway, South Carolina, 1948. Moved to Toronto to avoid the draft, and there because he was a house husband bringing up a baby, he began writing science fiction. Had immediate success publishing stories, and then his first novel, Neuromancer, in 1984, in which he coined the word cyberspace, described it as a graphical representation of data abstracted from the banks of every computer in the human system. Neuromancer won all the major science fiction awards in 1984 and became a bestseller. Ironically, Gibson wrote the book on a manual typewriter. It was on this day in 1901 Vincent van Gogh's paintings were shown at the Bernheim Jeune Gallery in Paris, an exhibit that made van Gogh's work famous. 71 paintings, all of them showing the bright colors and the intense brushstrokes that van Gogh was known for. It was on this day in 1941 that the National Gallery of Art opened in Washington, D.C. It was Andrew W. Mellon who donated the money for the construction of the main building, and he also gave his own entire art collection, almost 400 paintings by Botticelli and Raphael, Rembrandt, Turner, Van Dyck, and many, many others. It's the birthday of the novelist and children's author Penelope Lively, born in Cairo, Egypt, in 1933, the author of Moon Tiger, which won the Booker Prize in 1987. And it's the birthday of the playwright and novelist Paul Green, born near Lillington, North Carolina in 1894, author of the play Abraham's Bosom and a dramatic version of Richard Wright's novel Native Son. Here's a poem for today, a poem for St. Patrick's Day by William Butler Yeats, a poem in honor of the great Irish patriot and politician Charles Stuart Parnell, who was brought down because of his romance with a married woman, Catherine O'Shea, a romance that went on for a decade that led to three children, and then after she divorced her husband, she and Charles Stuart Parnell decided to marry. Parnell traveled around Ireland giving speeches, trying to recover his political fortunes, though he was seriously ill. And soon thereafter, his heart failed, and he died in 1891. This is Yeats's poem, Come Gather Round Me, Parnellites. Come gather round me, Parnellites, and praise our chosen man. Stand upright on your legs a while, stand upright while you can. For soon we lie where he is laid, and he is underground. Come fill up all those glasses and pass the bottle round. And here's a cogent reason, and I have many more. He fought the might of England and saved the Irish poor. Whatever good a farmer's got, he brought it all to pass. And here's another reason that Parnell loved a lass. And here's a final reason. He was of such a kind. Every man that sings a song keeps Parnell in his mind. For Parnell was a proud man. No prouder trod the ground. And a proud man's a lovely man, so pass the bottle round. The bishops and the party, that tragic story made. A husband that had sold his wife and after that betrayed. But stories that live longest are sung above the glass, and Parnell loved his country, and Parnell loved his lass. Come Gather Round Me, Parnellites, by William Butler Yeats. From the selected poems and four plays of William Butler Yeats, published by Scribner's, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.